Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Do you need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'll get your team up and running with the knowledge that they'll need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name is Jacine Rodriguez, and I work for Gravitech Labs. I've been doing theming with them for about 2 years. I've been doing 3 years theming. And Skinner is basically a module that I came up with based off of Block Theme. Block Theme is a module that allows you to define styles in your .info file and be able to apply them to only blocks in the Drupal UI. And Skinner came about because I was tasked with doing a theme for a site that wasn't implemented yet. It was like, here's a bunch of mock-ups, go ahead, you know, create the theme, and there's like nothing there to work with. So we started by modifying Block Theme to like work with panels and stuff like that. But, you know, wasn't as good because, like, the idea is to really like consolidate CSS and be able to use stuff over and over, and it wasn't flexible enough. Like, you couldn't pass in like two classes, like you could only do one thing, and like there was other things too. So we just started over from scratch with Skinner, and now Skinner, you can define all these styles in the UI. You can, you know, create widgets, like, you know, form API widgets, like you can make them come out in selects, radios, whatever.
So just to jump in here for a second, does that mean that you were trying to make the blocks more dynamic in some way, or what is it that you're...
So I don't want to be able... I don't want to use Drupal and like depend on that output for everything that I'm doing. I want to be able to look at a set of mockups and say, here's one type of style, here's another, here's another, here's another, define my CSS for it, and then be able to apply it as I go. I don't want to care if it's a block or a panel pane or a node or a comment. If it's similar and it can be reused, I want to be able to do that. You know, it's sort of like object-oriented CSS sort of thing.
So when you, you know, you're a themer and you are making a theme, you download this module, what point do you start to use this? Have you already created TPL files, or at what point do you start to actually use the Skinner module?
In the beginning. So as soon as you, I mean, it's not worth it to start, you know, applying Skinner really to something that's already halfway built out or completely built out. You have to really start from the beginning because you have to put in some time up front and, you know, map it out. This is, you know, this is going to be this, this is going to be that. And you define those styles straight off the bat and you start styling for them. So basically what it does is those styles apply CSS classes to the top level wrapper divs in your node TPL, your block TPL, and you, as the themer, go in and account for what's going to be inside. So if you, you know, you're going to get, like, you know what node content looks like most of the time, you know, you're going to get, like, theme item list stuff, you know, you're going to get menus, you're going to get, so you kind of, like, know what to expect, and if you try to cover all aspects of that, you can kind of just apply it all over the place.
So in your presentation at DrupalCon, you're talking about the Skinner module. What are the type of things that you're going to show people to do?
Well, basically show people how to use it. Like, it's good for contrib themes. So when you're writing a contrib theme, you don't necessarily have to target, you know, block zero or block whatever. You can just create a given style and let the person who downloads it decide where they want to apply that style if they like it. And I think the future of it is kind of like, we have plans to make it another entity in Drupal. So right now we have modules and we have themes and we want to have skins on top of that. So we want to package them up. And, like, we're working on stuff right now, so you'll be able to create a skin, have some options with it, apply a template file, load JavaScript and CSS files for that specific skin. So basically it's like a mini theme that you'll be able to share and just eventually drop into a directory and you know, have it available to you. Sort of like, you know, when you go to jQuery UI and, like, you know, you change, like, the theme roller. You go in there and you see what you like. And the better part of it with Drupal is that you're not locked into one thing, you know. You may like this style, you know, from, like, this black style. You may like this gray style. And you can kind of, like, mix and mash them up, you know. We haven't, you know, figured that whole part out. You know, we want more feedback from the community on it. But we'd eventually like to have a site that you have all these browsable snippets where you can just download them and pop them into your theme your skins directory and just have it work.
And so when you have a Drupal theme, you have the template tpl.php files, you have the template.php where you stick all your PHP functions, and you have your CSS and controls of layout, you have the JavaScript. And so when you have the Skinner module, what are you inputting in and what are you getting out?
Well, all you have to do in Drupal 6 is print out a Skinner variable in your top level div. Okay, so that's all you have to do in the theme layer, and it's really just CSS. You know, you take the CSS and you put it in whatever file you want, and it's basically dependent. The themer is supposed to get all that in order, you know, right now at this stage. But in Drupal 7, you won't have to do anything because all of the classes are going to be passed down as arrays, and we can just tack that on. And also, since now modules are going to be able to pre-process theme functions, we can hit things like theme breadcrumbs and theme menu local tasks and stuff like that. There's nothing on the page that we won't be able to hit.
You're talking about in Drupal 7 or in Drupal 6?
In Drupal 7.
Okay, and so there's also .info files, which is sort of pointing at things. Is there anything you have to put in the .info file, or is it you just put the Skinner variable in the template file, or what else do you have to do?
You have to set up the .info file. I mean, it's a little complicated in the .info file because there's a lot of stuff that you have to set up. Basically, it starts with Skinner, and then you name your skin, and then you apply, like, a title for the skin, which comes through the UI. You can apply some options to it, some features where if you only want to limit the style to show up in maybe a panel pane or a block, you can do that so it won't show up in a node or something else. And then you just set your options, which are just a label for the, you know, what the user is going to see, and then the class, which is actually what's going to come through. And you can put multiple classes in one thing. So that part is a little involved. It's better to kind of see it than explain it, but that's the gist of what you have to do, and you have to create your CSS.
I see. So after you set up the .info file and you have the variable in the template tpl.php, and then you run through the user interface of Skinner, how does that from there, like, how does your workflow go? How does that make your life easier?
When you're creating a bunch of panels or, you know, a bunch of blocks and stuff, when you go in and you edit these things in the UI, there's just another set of options for Skinner, and you just point and click, and they're applied. And it just works.
So you had mentioned earlier, just talking about sort of dynamic ways of, instead of having contrib themes, you're kind of mixing and mashing the styles, and so it's sort of breaking things into pieces and making it easier for people to sort of swap in and out different components. Maybe you could talk a bit about that and what Top Notch Themes is doing.
Yeah, so Top Notch Themes is now using Skinner in their Fusion Core theme, which is going to be the base of all of their themes coming out. And they're really using it to the max. I mean, they've got some grid options, like, so they use a lot of regions in their themes. They already have them all set up. And basically, like, with Skinner, the way they've set it up, you can just start adding blocks and applying a grid class to them and doing your entire layout through that, just to, you know, just because that class is there, you know. And they have a whole bunch of other options. I mean, I couldn't rattle all of them off, but they're really doing an awesome job with it.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.